are doing some amazing work in our community, and I'm so glad that we have an opportunity to share this with our listeners. Before we give all the details about the march on March the 29th, let's start with Full Life Hope Center, where you're located, what your mission is, how long you've been around, just some of the basic talking points.
Full Life Restoration Outreach Ministry is doing business as Full Life Hope Center. Our mission is to empower and to elevate at-risk and disadvantaged members of the community by restoring their ability to maintain full lives within society. Our Full Life Hope Center has been in our community for now for 3 years. And we're located at 508 South Cherry Road. We're in the All Nations Assembly Building.
And some of the services that you all will help people with include what?
We do case management there. With the case management, we're able to refer them to mental and medical health. We're able to help them with dental treatment. We do life application skills. We help them find housing. We help them with job training, job skills, financial literacy. We help them with GED preparation. We help them with all the skills that they need to continue to maintain full lives here in society, here in our community, to upbuild our community.
I know this is right up Ashley Lane's.
Yes.
Lane, she's all about this, these soft skills that are missing in society now.
Yes.
So again, we're teaching them. So that's a check in the win column. But some might argue these are lessons that should be taught either at home or in our school setting. And again, that's another discussion for another day. So you get referrals to you. That's how you all, you partner with like organizations like Pathways or churches that refer individuals to you.
Yes, we do referrals throughout our community, local churches, the police department, Dr. Ronald King. We also work with different agencies, transitional homes such as Tabitha's House. We work with The Haven, The Lifehouse, The Cottage. We work with different organizations here to assure them the safety, number one, to come in and receive two free hot meals a day, as well as to help them with their skills to get back into society and be productive.
So what does a day with you look like of someone who is or who you're mentoring? So you said the hours are 9 to 1. They come to you. Is there transportation provided? What does that look like? And walk us through a typical day with them.
So a typical day at Full Life Hope Center, we enter in the morning time at 9 o'clock. And once we enter in, we feed them breakfast. So we give them a hot meal for that morning. So the individuals that do already have jobs, they are able to go off that morning with a hot breakfast. And after that 9 o'clock hour, we do from 9 to 10 for breakfast. And then at 11 o'clock, we do our life application skills. And so at that time, we have GED preparation. We have boundaries classes, anger management, grief loss. We work with South Carolina Works to come in and do job assessments, orientation. We work with Founders Bank to help them with financial literacy, budgeting, helping them set up checking accounts, saving accounts. We also work with a number of organizations, vocational rehabilitation, just to get them on their feet to prepare them for a work day. And then once we do that, we also provide them with case management, where if they have any barriers such as mental health or substance abuse, we're able to refer them out to organizations to help them with those barriers. But we walk them through the process so that they have that helping hand, because sometimes it's just a fear factor. Mm-hmm. They've been said no to so many times, mm-hmm. and different things like that. So we just hold their hand, not to just, you know, give them, you know, a hindrance or, you know, but we try to help them up and give them that encouragement and support to allow them to go forth to make the necessary changes in their life.
What about funding? I mean, how do you fund these programs? Where does your funding come from?
Currently, right now, our funding is coming mostly from local churches and individuals in the community that have a heart for what we do. And those are the ones that are coming out. Because we are a Christian-based organization, sometimes it's a little more difficult to find the grants that will allow us to do the things that we need to do. So we rely solely and completely on the individuals in the community as well as the local churches.
What else can community members do to help y'all if they can't give you monetary donations? Can they come and volunteer at the center? They can pray. What are you asking for from the community?
Absolutely. We need sponsors. We need different ones that will come in and mentor. Sometimes even the seniors that don't have anything to do and would like to come out and give their time to just sit down and talk with them. They all have a story, and their story is very important. And a lot of times they think that drugs are the main key to it. But with the pandemic and everything that happened, a lot of people have lost loved ones and just need that encouragement, just need that support to know that even though you don't have your mom anymore, or your dad or your cousin or brother, but you have support here in the community. And so we need volunteers to come out with the food to help serve, different things like that.
It's called Full Life Hope Center Restoration Outreach. It's located at 508 South Cherry Road in Rock Hill, just down from Pathways Community Center. You are going to celebrate the suffering and victory of Jesus on Good Friday on March the 29th from 11 to 1. This is called a March for Jesus. What does this look like, and who is this open to?
This is open to the public. We want everyone to come out and celebrate Christ with us and know that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he's everything to us, and we can't do anything without him. So we want to be able to celebrate him on this particular day, knowing that he has provided all of these things for us. So we encourage and implore the public to come out and join us with this march as we go forth.
It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's going to start right there at your location. And then what's the route look like in case folks see a bunch of people walking and they want to say, what's going on?
So we'll be marching around our community out near, starting on Calhoun Street, and we'll march through that community, and we'll cross over Main Street and go into the Boyd Hill community, and we'll end up at 275 Bynum Avenue.
This is open up to anyone in the community, believers, non-believers, and everyone else in between. It is Good Friday, March the 29th, from 10 to 11. Pastor Lakeisha Johnson, again, is from Full Life Hope Center. Pastor, I applaud you so much for what you're doing to make our community better, and just pray over you all and just for amazing things you're doing in our community for the last 3 years and the partnerships you've created. It's making our area that much better to live in, for sure.
Thank you so much. No problem. And do continue to pray for us.
We will.